Now it's time for Backseat Mogul with R. Scott Bolton. He talks about showbiz because showbiz won't talk about him.
Showbiz is a cruel and shallow money trench, a long plastic hallway where thieves and pimps run free and good men die like dogs for no good reason. There's also a bad side.
This is the Backseat Mogul Show live here on Rough Edge FM. I am R. Scott Bolton. I am the Backseat Mogul, and this is the show where we talk about show business. Got a kind of an abbreviated show today because we're pre-recording this. If you're listening to the show on Saturday morning, it is because it is a pre-recorded show. I know I said live on Rough Edge FM. Well, we are live just at this moment, not at the moment you're listening to the show.
Right. We did it live as opposed to being dead, so yeah.
Very helpful, John.
I thought so.
Johnny D sitting here beside me, as always, here at the Backseat Mogul Show. It is, had some big news.
Yes.
Do you know what the big news is?
No, but I'm just
why are you
being
so excited, about it?
Because it's big news.
It is big news. Had some big news this week.
Oh, I know what you're, go ahead. I know what it is now.
What? Espanol?
No.
What are you mouthing? Just say it.
Spectre.
That's it. Yes, that's it.
I was trying to not.
Trying
that
not
is
to,
so cool.
Give it away.
Yeah.
Yes. The it's much more cool than you actually see. The new James Bond movie Spectre was announced this past week, and the good news about it is that, of course, Daniel Craig returning as Bond.
Yep.
He is a really good Bond. Now,
you know
my theory on Bonds. I know that you prefer Sean Connery.
Yes.
I know a lot of people that do. My theory on James Bonds is I like every James Bond almost exactly alike.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I feel that way. I think that all the James Bonds are good. Come on. No, come on in.
We're being invaded. All right. We're not being invaded.
Jim from Listen Up Ventura has just entered the room.
And Bubba
Whoa! Pretend you didn't hear that, folks.
What's going on, Jim?
I didn't realize you were doing a radio show.
We're pre-recording the Backseat Mogul Show for Saturday because I'm not going to be here.
Oh, and you're going to just, like, deceive everybody and tell them that.
Actually, normally, Saturday. That's our way. We'll say, hey, we're live here on Saturday morning eating breakfast when it's Wednesday at 6. But we actually told them. We were honest today.
We could eat breakfast. We have breakfast in the freezer.
Yeah, we could, but we're not going to. You can.
Well, no, but we could.
We could.
And that wouldn't be a lie.
That's right.
Okay. Doesn't matter when you eat it, it's still breakfast.
True.
And the other thing is that when we do it on Thursday evening instead of Saturday morning, the deadly crows aren't banging themselves against the glass. That's your fist, John.
Yeah, no, it was my finger.
Oh.
I can go outside if you need the sound.
Would you? Just go out there and go, ka, ka. All right. Hey, we'll see you.
Enjoy your show.
We'll see you Thursday.
Okay.
Here goes Jim from Listen Up Ventura. So, as we were saying, the new James Bond movie Spectre announced today. I'm going to try to find a webpage that has the information about Spectre that doesn't have an ad for a video game on it, which is what you heard there just a moment ago. We also have one or two songs by our featured artist of the week. It is a group called The Armory, and we'll play them again the next show so you get a more of a feeling for them. Because, as I said, this is going to be a kind of a short show today because I'm running out of time.
You know what I'm excited about, this new James Bond?
What are you excited about?
We only have to wait a year.
It's out of it's fall of next year, right?
November of next year.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Instead of 2016.
Have you seen the poster for the new James Bond movie?
Only what they've shown. I guess that is the poster. It looks so cool.
It's a bullet hole in a window.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tentacles coming down from the bullet hole because that is the logo of Spectre. Mm-hmm. And Spectre, of course, stands for what? Go ahead, John.
Spies, precocious, etc. Company tied in.
Yeah, No. It stands for Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, and Extortion. They're bad guys.
Yeah.
They're bad guys. And the best news about the new James Bond movie, which, by the way, is out fall of next year. It stars Daniel Craig as James Bond again. Sam Mendes returns as director, mm-hmm. who just came off the incredibly successful Skyfall, easily the highest grossing James Bond movie of all time.
Great movie.
The first James Bond movie to gross over $1 billion at the box office. That's big. James Bond has been around for, what is there, 23 movies or something like that? And the latest one grosses $1 billion, more than $1 billion worldwide. And yes, if you're looking at James Bond films, Skyfall's in the top five.
Yeah,
it's that good of a James Bond movie, which is one of the things they have to be concerned about. And Sam Mendes and Daniel Craig both mentioned this themselves. They have to follow up Skyfall.
Yeah.
That's big. That's a big thing to follow up. But they're going to try to do it, and they're reintroducing Spectre. Now, who is the leader of Spectre?
I know, but I'm not going to...
Say it.
Christoph Waltz.
No, see, that's not what I'm saying.
He's not the...
No, that's not what I asked you.
Oh.
Listen to the question again.
Oh.
Who is the leader of Spectre? Christoph Waltz is an actor.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's an
yeah,
Academy
yeah,
Award winning actor.
Bad,
is he the leader of Spectre? No.
No, 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 no. That would be Ernst Blofeld.
Ernst Stavro Blofeld.
Okay.
Ernst Blofeld. And who has played Blofeld in previous movies?
Oh. Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas was one.
And on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yes.
There was the guy from
that doesn't
Donald
count.
Pleasance.
Donald Pleasance, that's correct.
From You Only Live Twice.
Right.
And I can't think of the guy that always had the cat.
Here are the names.
Yes, thank you.
Of the actors who have played Blofeld in the James Bond movies. Anthony Dawson, and I don't know which movie it was uncredited. So he could have been the Blofeld that was thrown down the tube mm-hmm. in the beginning of Spy Who Loved Me, or it could have been another one of them. I don't know. He's uncredited, so you probably didn't see his face. Eric Pullman also played Ernst Blofeld in one of the movies. He was just a voice, though. So he's probably off screen, also uncredited. Donald Pleasance, as you said. Telly Savalas, as you said. Charles Gray from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's right.
Played Ernst Blofeld.
He was the guy in the wheelchair, wasn't he? The guy in the wheelchair?
In Rocky Horror Picture Show, yes. He was the professor.
Yeah.
You're a hot dog, but you'd better not try to hurt her. Frankfurter. I love Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Didn't he play Blofeld a couple of times?
I don't know. I only have a list of the people who played him, not what they played
okay.
him. Moving on, we have John Hollis, who played an uncredited Blofeld, Robert Wrighty, who played the voice of Blofeld in one of the movies. And then I'm skipping the most important one. I say this for... This guy played the greatest villain in film, as far as I'm concerned, and that was Emperor Ming in Flash Gordon. Max von Sydow also played Ernst Blofeld at one point. And as you spoiled earlier, nice going, Johnny.
Sorry. That's my name, Johnny Spoiler.
One of my favorite modern actors, if not my favorite modern actor, Christoph Waltz.
He is
the new
very,
Blofeld.
Very good.
Now, we don't really know he's the new Blofeld because they haven't announced who they're playing.
That's true. We just know he's playing a villain.
They are, he's one of the villains, probably Blofeld, and that just gave me chills.
Yeah.
I was excited when I heard that Christoph Waltz was in the running to be a James Bond villain, but when I saw the news today that the rumor is he's playing Blofeld, I was all... Oh, yeah. I want to see this James Bond movie right now.
In your opinion, we're both big Bond fans, but I would say you more so than me.
Yeah, you should say that.
Yes.
How many of the books have you read?
Why should I have to read them? I saw them. I was there.
There's a reason. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, who, in your opinion, of the actors that we saw actually on screen was the best Ernst Stavros Blofeld?
Christoph Waltz. Now, I know. I have not seen Spectre yet, but Christoph Waltz, my son is a perfect word for it. He says, watching Christoph Waltz act is like watching magic on the screen. He's that good.
Yeah.
He was stunning in Inglourious Basterds by Quentin Tarantino. He was stunning in Django Unchained.
Yes.
He was stunning in Water for Elephants, which I wasn't even aware he was in until I decided to watch it one night. Brilliant. He is an amazing actor. As I said, if not my favorite actor, one of my very favorite actors working today. The fact that he's in Bond, the fact that he may be playing Blofeld.
But getting back to my question.
I just answered
your question. Of the actors who have played.
Can you wait and ask me this on Monday when shooting starts so I can say now that he has played Blofeld? I'm not going to pick one. because they're like James Bonds. They're all different. Yeah. You got your comical ones, like the guy in the wheelchair with the helicopter flying Bond around, and you got the serious ones like Telly Savalas, Max von Sydow, and Charles Gray. So I'm not
Charles Gray, I think, is probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
He just seemed more of a... I like Donald Pleasence. I've always liked Donald Pleasence.
Donald Pleasence was good.
One of my favorite characters from him was in that Charles Bronson movie.
Telephone. Really? I just pulled that out of my head.
Yeah. He was so good in that. But Gray is my favorite Blofeld.
He's very good.
As of now.
Like I said, I'm not choosing Blofelds because I don't choose Bonds. I think all the James Bond actors gave something to the role, made it their own, and I love that about them.
Now, I have a question for you. Everybody knows of Spectre.
Well, I'm not sure everybody does, so we should probably explain that.
Okay.
Throughout the James Bond novels and throughout many of the James Bond novels, because not all of them, of course, Spectre is James Bond's arch enemy. They are the opposite of the MI6 that he works for. They're the bad guys. He's the good guy. That's where Spectre comes from. They're the arch villains of the story.
Okay.
Now go on with your question.
Who was the... not the arch villain, but the arch villain corporation in Goldfinger?
I thought it was Goldfinger.
No, I thought he was working.
Was he working for Spectre?
Well, I don't know if it was Spectre. Isn't there another organization that Bond fought?
Yes, there is. But we're not talking about them today. We're talking about Smersh.
Smersh.
Yes. And Soviet. Smersh was Soviet.
Okay.
That's where Smersh, I believe, if you take the anagram from that and turn it into the words, it's a Soviet phrase, if I remember.
But I don't think it was supposedly backed by the at that time, Soviet government. I think it was like a terrorist group.
I'm not so sure that it was. I think it may have been Russian. But it's been a long time since I've explored that. The thing I love about new James Bond movies is I get excited about them when they announce new ones. And I will start watching the James Bond movies in order again. And I've been reading the novels slowly but surely through. And I'm enjoying them a lot more than I thought I would. My son tried to read one, Thunderball, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Didn't like it at all. Too old-fashioned form. It was Thunderball, as a matter of fact. I read it, and you know the thing is, it's written in 1955 or something like that. The text is old style. The descriptions and the things that happen are ridiculous, and I think it turned him off because it's James Bond books are not like the James Bond movies. They're not action from cover to cover. There's a lot of intrigue and exploration, suspense going on. So there's a big difference there. And I think that's what turned him off. But
it's kind of like the Tom Clancy novels.
It's nothing like the Tom Clancy
novels. Well, isn't there a lot of intrigue in the Tom Clancy novels?
There is, but the Clancy novels also, they're filled with suspense and they follow the movies pretty closely. The James Bond movies are all about action. They're all about action. The story's there, of course, but they're about action. The books aren't necessarily so. The books are
well, no, that's,
stories.
That's, well, okay, never mind.
But I think that they're I mean, for example, if you see Red Tide Rising, and then you go see the movie or Crimson Tide, maybe I'm mixing my movies up here. It's pretty close to the same thing. But if you read Diamonds Are Forever and then go see the movie Diamonds Are Forever, Diamonds Are Forever, the book is about diamond smugglers who are killing people to make these diamond smuggling. And it ends with a great period piece in Las Vegas where they're on an old Wild West train going down the middle of the desert near where Prim would be. What's the movie about? It's about a laser beam that fires through diamonds and destroys things. So they're completely different in that sense.
Well, they did
that. The character's the same.
Yeah.
But the story's
different. Well, they kind of did that with the first Casino Royale that we saw on the big screen. Wasn't it nothing like the book?
You always bring up that Casino Royale.
I know, but...
You can't. That was an offshoot. Forget that movie ever existed. That was the whole movie was made for legal reasons. Somebody trying to get steal the rights out or something.
Okay.
You can't ever don't ever mention that right now. I want you to promise you will never mention that original Casino Royale again.
Can I say that with my fingers crossed?
No, that was the one they did with those of you who were wondering. The Casino Royale he keeps bringing up every time we mention it is a comedy that was directed by 8 or 9 directors. It starred every star of the time: David Niven, Woody Allen, all these different people,
and
James
a lot of
Bond.
Them played Bond.
And it's terrible. It's almost unwatchable. It's got a great score, but that's about it. And it's not part of the Bond canon. Neither is Never Say Never. Never Say Never. Thank you. That's not part of it either.
Which is basically a retelling of Thunderball.
Had to be, because that's the only rights they had were to mm-hmm. Thunderball. There's a whole story about that as well, because of apparently Ian Fleming and the other writer, whose name escapes me at the moment, came up with a storyline for Honor Majesty's Secret Service together to make as a movie. Then they had a falling apart. And Fleming published the novel based on the screenplay they'd written together. And the guy went, well, hey, wait a minute, half that story is mine. And the legal battles have gone on and on forever for that. I think they're finally over now, but that was a long, big battle. So that's how that all happened. That's why Thunderball was there. But anyway, the bottom line is, new James Bond movie called Spectre. Here's some other news about it. Ralph Fiennes, Naomi Harris, Ben Whishaw, and Rory Kinnear are all returning from the previous movies.
That's good.
The newcomers include Monica Bellucci, Christoph Waltz, yes, David Bautista, and Lea Seydoux. Lea Seydoux was also from the Quentin Tarantino movies. Monica Bellucci will make history when she becomes the what Bond girl?
24th Bond girl?
No. She will be the oldest Bond girl ever at 50 years old. Monica Bellucci.
Really?
Oldest Bond girl. They have a new sleek Aston Martin DB10, which will be unveiled for Bond's car of choice, as it should be. Now, here's the news. It says, no actor has yet been cast in the role of evil genius Blofeld. So maybe Christoph Waltz isn't Blofeld. Maybe he is. Maybe the story is one of those things that's going to tell us that, oh, no, he's not Blofeld. Oh, yeah, well, he was Blofeld. Just kidding you. We'll see. But it says here, nobody's been cast as Blofeld yet. That could also be a smokescreen. Spectre will follow Bond on a trail to uncover a sinister organization after receiving a cryptic message from his past. The movie will be shot on location in London, Mexico City, Rome, Tangier, Erfoud, E-R-F-O-U-D, in Morocco, and Ventura, California. No, I made that part
Whoa.
Up. Also included are such Austrian towns as Obertilak, Lake Altasi, and Solden. Spectre will be released on November 6, 2015, and it's the fourth time that Daniel Craig has done a James Bond movie. Here's the thing I like about Daniel Craig, as opposed to other James Bonds. If you count the number of movies he's made, he's done four now. Yeah, let's count it. Let's be fair. He's done three. Two of them, Casino Royale and...
Quantum of Solace?
Casino Royale and the Skyfall are two of the best in the entire series. Quantum of Solace was good, but doesn't have the high reach that the other two did. Skyfall and Casino Royale are great James Bond movies. Mm-hmm. Quantum of Solace just okay. So for the three films, two of them are great movies. That beats everybody else. Nobody else can say that they did. I mean, if you look at the Connery films, there's a dud in there somewhere. If you look at the Lazenby film, okay, Lazenby beats him. I take it back. Lazenby did one movie, and it's one of the best James Bond movies. So he beats him.
Yeah, because...
Forget my whole point.
Didn't he... didn't Lazenby portray Bond more so like Ian Fleming had written him?
Well, as does Daniel Craig. They play him pretty much the same kind of Bond, as did Timothy Dalton, for that matter. So, it's just a style. Bond is... And M uses the exact phrase in, I believe, the original Casino Royale. He's a blunt instrument that she uses to get what she needs. Mm-hmm. And that is apparent in Daniel Craig's performance. It was apparent in George Lazenby's performance as well.
Lazenby.
That's what I said.
Lazenberry.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Play it back. Oh, wait, he's not here.
That's exactly right. Anyway.
But you know, Roger Moore, he played the most James Bonds, didn't he? Or that he was in the most...
More films than anybody else. Yeah, that's true. And again, I'm not going to take anything away from Roger Moore. A lot of people think, oh, he was the worst James Bond. No, he wasn't. For his era, he was the only James Bond. And he did a great job. I got no problems with that
but
whatsoever.
I have a little trivia, which you probably know of, about George Lazenby and Bond.
Okay.
What other time did George Lazenby appear on the screen, whether it was big screen or little screen, as possibly Bond?
Okay, you're talking about one of the, I can't remember which movie it was, but it was like one of the Cannonball Run movies or something.
Nope.
What was it?
It was the Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie.
Well, there was another movie he did too, more recently, where he rolled up in a car, rolled down the window, and he was
That's playing the one I'm talking about.
No, it's not the one you're talking about because it's this happened just recently.
In
the
really?
Past 10 or 15 years. Man from Uncle movie was what, 35 years ago, 40?
Probably.
Yeah, so no.
Well, I'm going to have to check that one out.
And we'll find out which one it is.
Because even on his license plates, they flipped. And it was so cool.
Yeah, they have to be careful because otherwise they end up getting sued. So it's a big thing there. All right, let's play a quick song by our featured artist of the week. Again, we're going to play them again next week when we have a more full show. This is The Armory with a track called Control. And we'll be back right after this on the Backseat Mogul Show on Rough Edge FM. You're listening to the Backseat Mogul Show live,
sort of,
here on Rough Edge FM. I am R. Scott Bolton. Johnny D sitting over there. That was our featured artist of the week. That was a band called The Armory. We got one more track to play from them tonight, and then, as I said, we'll play them again next week and give them the full boat because this is a short show here. Only going to go about 5 or 10 more minutes. So,
hey, real quickly.
What?
Did you watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No, I did not. I never watch parades. I don't like parades.
Have you seen any of the Kiss footage?
No, I do know that Paul Stanley from Kiss said that they got screwed.
Oh, really?
By the Macy's parade people. So I don't know what that means. I didn't read it because, again, I don't care about parades.
Yeah, but you do care about Kiss.
Not that much. I didn't watch it, did I?
Oh.
No, but how was it? Did you watch it?
So, not that much, but yet when I look over to your mic stand, I see Gene Simmons.
That's a gift from a listener. What am I supposed to do? Somebody gave me a Gene Simmons Christmas ornament. I hung it at my microphone.
That's so cool, too.
Seems like a good place to hang it, as a matter of fact. We were talking about the new James Bond movie, Spectre, announced today. It'll be out on November 2015. I am very excited about it. So is Johnny. Maybe a little disappointing news if Christoph Waltz doesn't end up playing Blofeld, but please, he's got to be Blofeld. That's just too perfect casting. Again, Christoph Waltz, that guy amazes me with his performances.
You know, thinking about it, I don't think I'd want him as Blofeld, because Blofeld wouldn't be in it as much. He's going to have to be Blofeld's antagonist.
Did you see the cast? There ain't nobody going to be in it that much except for Daniel Craig. So now,
there's got to be a particular villain who is going to have a lot of screen time. And Blofeld, in the history, Blofeld has not had that much screen time, with the exceptions of On Her Majesty's Secret. Well, no, not that one. You Only Live Twice.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. We don't know at this point. Mm-hmm. They're keeping it all secret, but we'll find out here shortly. Interestingly, and I don't have his name in front of me here, there's also the actor who plays Moriarty on the Sherlock Holmes series with Benedict Cumberbatch. He is also in the movie as a villain, so I don't think he's going to be Blofeld, but then, you know, they could surprise us in that as well. By the way, let's talk about that just briefly here, because I wanted to mention this just in passing. I have been a fan of Elementary ever since it started. I'm a huge Sherlock Holmes fan. Look at me, I'm a Sherlock Holmes fan and a James Bond fan. Apparently, I got a thing about British literary figures.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really enjoy Elementary, but every time I bring it up, somebody has to tell me, well, the English Sherlock Holmes is better every stinking time. And I'm like, you know what? Come on now. Don't belittle Elementary. So, finally, I sat down with Netflix and I watched the English Sherlock Holmes.
With Cumberbatch.
And you know what? It's really good.
It is. It is very good.
Am I going to say it's better than Elementary? No, I will not.
In defense of Elementary, the actor who plays Sherlock Holmes,
Johnny Lee Smith, I think is his name,
is English. And a lot of people,
big defense.
Like, I did not know that, because he had that TV series where he had a brain tumor.
See,
and he could first tell the future.
I didn't know that. The first time I ever saw him was a Sherlock Holmes.
Really?
So I didn't know that.
And he had an irregular American accent. And then when he showed up in this one, I'm going, wow, he does it real good. And then so I researched him, going, son of a gun, he's English.
Yeah, I love the Sherlock Holmes from
Johnny Lee Miller.
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah. I love the Sherlock Holmes from England. Benedict Cumberbatch is amazing in it, as is Martin Freeman. I love it. I also love Elementary, and I'm not, again, like my James Bonds, I'm not going to let them fight. I like them equally. They're both really good shows, and I just wanted to state that for the record.
Is there a Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movie coming?
I don't think so. I think that Robert Downey Jr. is done with those. And that's unfortunate, because I like those too.
Yeah, he was so good as Sherlock Holmes.
Well, the last movie was much, much better than I thought it should have been. I was sitting in the audience, in the theater, watching that with an audience. And I literally said to myself, this movie is freaking awesome. There was a scene where they're running through the forest and the cannonballs are...
Yeah.
It was great. And I hoped that they'd make another one, but I have heard no rumblings about that. I think that he may be done with his Sherlock Holmes. Now, back to James Bond. I have an enormous collection at home of James Bond soundtracks on vinyl, on CD, and now on digitally as well, plus some unreleased music. I'd love to play it for you here. I wish I could, but of course they won't let me for union reasons, what have you, and understandably so. But anyway, The James Bond theme songs have become the stuff of legend.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had everybody from Shirley Bassey, who we may not know here very well in the States, but is huge in England.
Yes.
Tina Turner, Madonna, Jack White, all these people have done great. Tom Jones have all done great Bond themes. Adele's last Bond theme was a perfect Bond theme. It could hardly be better.
I'm such a fan of the Goldfinger theme song by Shirley Bassey.
Which is the best.
And when I heard Adele's Skyfall, I got those chills.
Yes, yeah, as you should have.
And she was like, wow.
Now, here's the thing. So who should do the theme for the new one?
It's probably, my guess is going to be someone English.
Maybe, but not necessarily.
That's true.
Madonna's not British. I mean, she thinks she is, but she's not.
Well, that was a bad choice.
I think there's only one choice.
My opinion.
And I could be dead wrong, because there's no surprises and everything. I think it's got to be Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga has the pop sensibility. She's got the pipes. She can sing like the Dickens. Not just the pop music that you hear her sing, but have you heard her recent album with Tony Bennett, duets?
No.
Stunning. Stunning. I think Lady Gaga would be a great choice for the theme for the new James Bond movie.
You know who you left out on the naming names of who has done James Bond theme songs?
A lot of people, as a matter of fact. Duran. Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yeah.
Big, big names.
Yeah.
All British there. No, Tina Turner's not British. Jack White, I don't think Jack White's British.
And the country
artist.
Madonna
is not British. What?
The country artist. I can't think of her name.
Rita Coolidge.
Yes.
Also did James. So see, it doesn't have to be British.
Maybe British... By ancestry.
No, there's not anything there. But if I was them choosing it, I would want to choose somebody who's going to sell a lot of records. Lady Gaga will do that. Who can deliver? She has to be able to sing the song. Has to be.
I just hope it's not a hip hop or rap artist, because I think, my opinion, I think it would be disservice to the Bond franchise.
Well, that's kind of a rude opinion, John. Why would you?
If they pick a hip hop artist who, or a rap artist who does not hip hop or rap it, because there's some great voices out there. I think the James Bond theme should be in the vein of what the Bond franchise stands for. Just really, you know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say. I as much as I'm not a Madonna fan, but I am an admirer of hers, because she has done some amazing things in the music world. I did not like her Bond theme at all. It was that industrial kind of weird.
I
didn't like it at all. I liked Jack White's. Jack mm-hmm. White's was pretty interesting.
Sheena Easton was great.
Sheena Easton's was great. I know where you're going with it, because the theme song are typically big production numbers, mm-hmm. and that doesn't really seem to fit. That being said, the Adele single was the biggest selling James Bond theme of all time. They're going to do something along those lines again. They're not going to mess with it.
They might bring her back.
They might very well bring Adele back. I mean, the only person who's done it back-to-back has been Shirley Bassey, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't she do it twice?
I think she's the only one who, and I don't know if she did it back-to-back now that I think about it, but she's the only one who's done it two or three times. They might bring Shirley Bassey back. Bassey, however you say her name. They could. I wouldn't be surprised, because she's still out there touring in England, where she's huge.
Yeah.
So that's also a possibility, but either way, they got to keep the same guy doing the music, though.
Oh, yeah.
David Arnold, who has just absorbed the Bond music from John Barry.
Oh, yeah.
And just, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
He's taken Barry's...
creations.
Again, my opinion. He's taken Barry's formula and made it his own.
Yeah, that's not really true. He's taken Barry's formula and made it Barry's formula and make it work. It sounds like James Bond, and it should.
Well, I know it, but he's made it his own, and that's why they need to get him, keep him.
No dig about
keep
David
the
Arnold.
Man happy.
Dave Arnold needs to keep doing the James Bond music. That's all there is to it. All right, that's going to be it for today's show. We're going to play a quick track here by The Armory. This track is called If I Ever. And by the way, if you're listening to The Armory, we will be back next week and play a full show with you and get three or four songs in, tell people where to find you online and all that other stuff. This is just a real quickie here. So just to talk about the new James Bond movie. Rough Edge Radio will be back on Tuesday here on Rough Edge FM. Thursday will be Listen Up Ventura. And then coming back on Friday, the Friday Shot Day show, and then Backseat Mogul repeats on Saturday, so we'll be back in the swing of things, at least until Christmas, when we'll see what we do with the holidays and how that all works out. But anyway, thank you all for listening.
I just might be in Vegas for Christmas.
It's a great place to go for Christmas.
It is. I've did it before. I just might do it
again. My brother and I used to fly up there every Christmas night after the gifts were all opened and everything was food was done. Get in the plane, go to Vegas, stay there till December 30th. It was a great time.
When you first told me that, what you guys used to do, I like the way you said it. You guys got on the plane, shorts, short sleeves. When the plane lands, what's the pilot say?
Yeah, we didn't. We should have paid more attention. We flew up there 1 year. We flew up there, landed. The pilot said, "Welcome to Las Vegas. The temperature outside is 8. And the whole town was frozen.
And you guys are in, oh, geez.
The volcano was, I didn't wear a lot of shorts back then because I was more about style than comfort. That wasn't much style, I promise you, but I didn't wear shorts a lot. My brother, though, was wearing his tank top. and we actually went outside. He said, "Let's go get a taxi." I said, "You better get a coat or something." "I'll be fine." We went outside. We stood there for about 10 minutes in line. He goes, "I'm going to go get my coat." I said, "Yeah, I kind of thought you would." All right, this once again is The Armory, If I Ever. Thank you again for listening to the Backseat Mogul Show. We'll see you next week, all here on Rough Edge FM. Have a good one.
Bye.
This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.